Hello, Podlers. Coming up, a tribute to Billy Joel.
She ordered the biggest croissant in Malaysia. She ordered the biggest croissant in town. Cause daddy's not around anymore. He's in Singapore. He's in Singapore.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is time to reveal the brand new merch that over the summer months you are going to get to win here on The Breakfast Show if you are an early bird. Now, of course, this is the section of the show that has given away luggage stickers, circular with my face on it. There have been fragrances. We just had bespoke sauces. There have been stickers of my face that have gone on your wheelie bins. And I'm actually going to be doing a podcast about how I came up with that idea in November 2021. Watch this space.
The OG bin stickers.
But for now, well, we've really taken it up a gear because we have your opportunity over the summer to win a Dave Berry Breakfast Show tattoo.
What?
Welcome to the ink
new ground
tank. They are temporary.
Yes. They're like transfers,
yeah,
I suppose.
It's
they?
Inspired by my daughter coming back from every kids' party she goes to now with just like a tattoo of a unicorn in the middle of her forehead. But I've then got to spend 4 hours gently removing before she goes back to school.
One teardrop for every party she's been to.
She's got the rosary beads as well around the neck. She's got the full thing going on. Little white vest.
Yeah.
So we have a temporary tattoo of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show logo for you to enjoy. So you can put it on yourself and you can be the talk of the barbecue with your mates or around the pool in Dubai, exactly. Whatever you're doing. So it says the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, Absolute Radio. It's going to be a good size. It's going to be a discreet size. Mm-hmm. And you can put it anywhere you like on your body. And this is your opportunity to be the first person to get inked in the ink tank. Now, what you have to do hasn't really changed. We're going to play you a clip from yesterday's show, but the tattoo needle is all over a part of it. Tell me what's missing. And this happened yesterday when Glenn Moore dropped a bombshell when we were discussing the things you've bought and sold to a celebrity. Glenn, have you ever bought or sold anything from or to a celebrity?
Oh, I sold something, all right. I sold to Moira Stewart.
Wonderful. Why were you selling Glenn?
No, this is a temp job. This is a temp job. Okay. You know, it's like a travelling door-to-door salesman.
So to be the first person to own the Dave Berry Breakfast Show temporary tattoo, what did Glenn sell to Moira Stewart?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
If you're just joining us, well, I have just announced that our brand new merchandise for the early birds is a temporary tattoo of the Breakfast Show logo. Oh, everyone's going to want one of these for the summer, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
And we've just decided off air that we're going to give each of our winners a strip of three, so you can also tattoo your family as well. So that would be nice. It's a family event. And joining us right now on line one is Stewart. Good morning, Stewart.
Good morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome to the ink tank. So, what did Glenn sell to Moira Stewart? Was it travel insurance or double glazing?
I think it was travel insurance.
Let's see if you're right. Here we go. Glenn, have you ever bought or sold anything from or to a celebrity?
Oh, I sold something, all right. I sold travel insurance to Moira Stewart.
Yes. To both Glenn and to you, Stuart. Yes. You've done it. You're the first person to own the temporary tattoo of the show logo. So my big question to you right now really has got to be, Stuart, travelling to London for work as a service engineer for a bus company.
Do you need insurance for that, by the way?
Where are you going to put me on your body?
Well, I think it's going to have to be my arm,
isn't it? Your arm? You've definitely said arm. Okay, good. I'm going on Stuart's arm. What a relief to us all. Stuart, thanks for tuning in. We'll send you your strip of three tattoos right now. Have a great day ahead.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where it's time for the social ammunition with Matt Dyson. Matt, what's going on out there?
Well, first we should talk about the biggest croissant in Malaysia.
100%.
on the show as well. This comes from Absolute Radio's Emil Franchi and his Instagram yesterday. Emil. I spotted it. An American musician called Soupy Garbage Juice, which is a lovely name for an artist. He was watching a TikTok video before bed of a woman in Malaysia who ordered a massive croissant.
How big
with
we
her coffee? It's huge. It's like it's about the size of a pet dog, a medium-sized dog.
How much probably does
weighs? Weighs a bit less because it's quite light. The fluffy pastry weighs less. But he watched that. She was having the massive silly croissant with her coffee, and he started dreaming. He found himself dreaming about in relation to the croissant, but not about the croissant. Here's his explanation for you.
Every single dream that I had for a while took place in a reality where Billy Joel, one of Billy Joel's greatest hits, was called The Biggest Croissant in Malaysia. It just existed. It played on the radio. People would talk about it in the background. He played it at the Garden last night.
So he thought that The Biggest Croissant in Malaysia was a song by Billy Joel. And it stayed with him for so long that he had to record what it would
did.
Sound
of course
like.
He did.
Here it is.
She ordered the biggest croissant in Malaysia. She ordered the biggest croissant in Malaysia.
So it's very accurate. Billy Joel fans out there would appreciate how accurate that cover is. Amazing. I'll share the video of that.
Very good.
And then another video is from Jake Lambert, the king of the comedians walking along doing a monologue into their phone camera. He's really nailed
There's a king of that?
This corner of the market. And he's done a montage of British people announcing they're leaving. So it's like loads nice of different idea. Ways that we get out of get just casual meetings around people's houses. Say you sort of pat your thighs and then you stand up from the sofa and you announce you're leaving.
But you're so stretched, don't you? You kind of like do this weird
even the action, even the action is accurate. And here's a sort of montage of the different ways we announce we're leaving.
Suppose we better make a move? Guess we better hit the road. Right, ready to rock and roll? Guess we better love you and leave you.
Yeah,
guess I better head off. Right, places to go, people to see. Suppose I better get out your hair. You ready then? Anyway. Right.
That's a stretch.
Suppose we better beat the traffic. Let's do this. Right, then. Right, I won't take up any more of your time.
There's so many of them.
Anyway, guess I better make like a tree. Right. I better make like a banana. Shall we? Anyway, better let
shall
you get on.
We, shall we?
Right. You got your shoes on? Right?
There's so many of them. I think I've said pretty much every single one. I think off-ski is one he didn't include. This is a sort of way of making it like seem relaxed and playful and not as awkward. Look, we are going to go now, but we've had a great time. We've got no problem with you. It's amazing. I think the Irish exit is the best way to just avoid all the awkwardness. I'll share both those videos. You can talk about them later when I save your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning, the warmest of welcomes to the Breakfast Show, where today is Where My Freak's At Day. Yes, in other words, it is the opportunity for you to complete the sentence, Dave, is it weird that I... The number is 8-12-15. And last week, we heard from Hillary. Is it weird that I...
Rub my dog's ears under my nose because they're like velvet.
I suppose the first question has to be, does your dog mind? Because if your dog's cool with it, then I suppose we're all cool with
How
it.
How much does your dog mind?
No, he loves it.
He loves it. Okay, what's your dog's name?
Custard.
The nice thing is you always know where Custard is, because if Custard ever sort of went running off in the park, it must be so embarrassing to have to yell, Custard!
Custard! Like you're disgruntled in a restaurant. have you been doing this to Custard since he was a puppy, or is it a new thing?
No, since he was a puppy, because I could pick him up and he used to snuggle in, and then I'd just rub his ears under my nose, and it's kind of just become a thing.
There's some comedy time if you're there. Thank you once again to Hillary for being so honest and open with her slight weirdness. It is over to you. That number again, 8-12-15. Complete the sentence. Is it weird that I...
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Morning, team. It's Hillary from Colchester again. Just letting you know that Custard and I have had an ear rub this morning.
Oh, she's still doing
morning,
it.
Morning, Hillary.
She's not learning her lesson.
No. She came on, she said what she did with her dog.
Yeah.
And she's still doing it a week later.
We have an intervention, she's just ignored it.
Fair enough. There's only so much we can do. Dave, is it weird that I eat frozen peas?
Oh.
Yes.
I love frozen peas.
What?
They're
really?
Well nice, yeah.
Oh, we've divided the group.
Pop a couple in before you cook them. They're so nice. It's like a nice little frozen treat. Yeah. Sweet.
Chris in Billericay says, always take a few out of the bowl before they go in the microwave. Worst thing is my kids have started doing this too.
Yeah.
As I say, Chris in Billericay, who adds off to get some peas for breakfast. So, Anna, it's a big no from you. Glenn, have you ever popped in a frozen pea?
No, never. I've done it with, like, frozen cod and stuff. But not
oh, yeah.
And Matt, when did you start doing this?
I've done it for years. I led the way, really, when it came
to
frozen
peas. Did you lead the way? I invented that, bro.
I invented it. No, I was nearly a doctor. They're so nice. You just
buy it. Was it like on a hot summer's day?
Yeah, well, you don't have to.
The wee lad from Nottingham.
Just have a little handful before you cook them. It's fine. And my daughter Maggie's also started freezing grapes, and they are amazing.
Oh, okay.
Frozen grapes, I can see that.
Are
really good. Really recommend them.
Yeah, that sounds better than cod and peas. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. So, what do you roll? Are they crunchy? Do you roll them around?
You bite into them, and they're not really ice hard. They sort of just crush in your mouth, and it's really nice. I mean, seriously,
like
try
a little edamame pea. Like
a bit harder and colder, but yeah.
Thank you very much indeed.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast,
Absolute Radio. 10 weeks.
Yes, it's all about sending you to the Isle of Wight Festival as we play The Price is the Isle of Wight. Playing this morning on line one is Jamie in Bognor Regis, who loves Absolute Radio Noughties. Good morning, Jamie.
Morning, man team.
Hello. Welcome along to
the show.
We're
here as well.
On line two, we have Matt in Wigan, who likes Absolute Radio 90s. Hello, Matt.
Morning, Dave and team.
Hello. Matt, this is Jamie. Jamie, this is Matt.
Morning, Matt.
Hey, Jamie, nice to meet you.
Okay, guys, here's how it's going to work. I've got five items in front of me, the price of which is based on Isle of Wight festivals from days gone by. All you need to do is tell me, is the next item higher or lower in price? If you're in control of the board, by the time we get to the final item, you have won the tickets. Jamie, we're going to be starting with you. I need you to lock this number into your brain, okay?
Yep.
Here we go. Liam Gallagher took to the main stage in 2018, and that year, a Ford Mondeo Z-Tech would set you back £19,455. So you've got £19,455 in your brain right now, haven't you, Jamie?
I have, yeah.
So, tell me, in 1969, Bob Dylan headlined the one and only stage at the Isle of Wight Festival, but was the average price of a house higher or lower than £19,455? What are you saying, Jamie?
I'm going to say lower.
You're saying lower is right. The average price of a house was £2,540. Wow. I know, let that sink in, everyone. Let that sink
in. They had it hard, those boomers, didn't they?
Yeah, okay.
Well, at least we're all annoyed now for the rest of the day.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to go to a festival. Not now. Okay, so £2,530. Jamie, you've got that in your brain. Our very own Tim Burgess headlined with the Charlatans in 2004. But in 2004, the Nine Tails X was the rarest Pokemon Hidden Legends card. But what's... You can tell that old Swiss wrote these questions, can't you?
Yeah,
but what... But what... At last, I'll talk about Pokemon. But was the price higher or lower than £2,530?
Oh, not a clue. I'm going to say higher.
It's lower, it's £100, which means, Matt, you are in play. £100 in your frontal lobe, as I ask you. Muse headlined the Isle of Wight Festival in 2007, the same year that the iPhone launched. But was the cost of the original iPhone higher or lower than £100?
Higher.
It was higher, it was £269. So here we go. Matt, you're still in play. The PlayStation 3 came out in 2006, the same year that the Prodigy headlined the main stage. Of course, they're back again this year. But was the cost of a 60-gigabyte PlayStation 3 higher or lower than £269?
Higher.
It was. It was £425. Yes. So it comes down to this. Matt, you get this one right, you have won the tickets. Get it wrong and they go to Jamie. So you've got £425 locked in. So finally, the Pet Shop Boys headline the Saturday night at this year's Isle of Wight Festival. But what is the cost of a pair of the Gist of Kings 360 LP Flexi Walk sneakers?
What?
Higher or lower than £425?
Lower.
You're saying lower. I'm saying... Jamie, congratulations. You're off to the Isle of Wight Festival because they will set you back £1,260.
What is
Matt, how are you to know?
Sorry, Matt.
Yeah, sorry, Matt, but well done to you, Jamie. You are successful. Of course, you could buy half a house for those back in 1969, which, again, is good for us to know. Jamie, enjoy the festival and thank you for tuning in to the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning, and it is that time of the week where I ask you to show your freakery loud and proud by completing the sentence, "Is it weird that I?" And joining us on the show right now is a listener responsible for one of my favourite ever moments at the helm of this breakfast show. It's Wayne in Portsmouth. Hello, Wayne.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hi.
Hello, welcome to the show. So some people will be thinking, what? I thought I was your favourite moment at the helm of the breakfast show, Dave. Well, there have been so many over the years. But Wayne, well, the last time you came on, you told us a tale of going to a party at a house you'd never been before wearing a Spider-Man morph suit. Here's a little reminder of what Wayne said back in 2022. A few years ago, you attended a Halloween party. What did you go as, Wayne?
I went dressed as a black Spider-Man morph suit.
In a black Spider-Man morph suit.
Okay, wow.
You get to the door of the party and there's a sign. What did the sign say, Wayne?
I couldn't read the sign because it's very difficult to see through a morph suit, so I had to unzip the mask. And the sign said, "Please come round the back." Okay. Well, I opened the side gate, put the mask back on, and I walked out round the back. I've never been to the house before. So instead of walking around the path down the side, I decided to walk across the grass, and I walked about 10 foot and fell into his swimming pool.
Golden. It was golden on the 8th of July 2022,
wow.
And it's still golden now. If you would like to hear Wayne tell his story in full, you just need to search out "I Couldn't See the Sign Through the Morph Suit." That was the name of the daily podcast back then, which is still available. So, Wayne, you're back on a couple of years later to tell us why you're weird. So please do complete the sentence. Is it weird that I...
Is it weird that I get a bag of What's It crisps and I put them on my laminate floor and then I blow them around with a hairdryer so the dog has to chase them?
He's back and he's better than ever. Yes, I think we all agree that's pretty
that
weird.
That sounds great. Oh, that sounds brilliant. What a fun game.
What, does your dog enjoy this?
Yeah, the dog loves it. Little Jack Russell loves it.
Right, okay. What's your little Jack Russell called?
Dave.
No way! Your Jack Russell's not called Dave.
My Jack Russell is called Dave.
I can believe it.
100%.
Well, this story's just got weirder and weirder. I've got to ask you, Wayne, how much does your Dave weigh?
About 12 kilograms.
12 kilograms, okay. Wayne, it has been a charm having you back on the show. That got weirder and weirder. And as I say,
you're welcome.
To hear Wayne tell his story in full again, the podcast is named "I Couldn't See the Sign Through the Morph Suit." It's still available. It's from July 2022. Wayne, thanks for continuing to tune into the show. I really do love you for that. And we'll speak to you real soon. Well done, man.
Okay, mate. You're welcome. Thank you.
Cheers,
both.
Wayne. Take care.
Keep
bye-bye.
Doing you, Wayne.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Hi, Dave and the team. Is it weird that I have never been to IKEA and now I feel I probably never will?
from Psy and Cole Shulton.
Oh. No, well, that's weird.
You think that's weird?
Did you say Cole Shulton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like 5 minutes from IKEA.
Croydon, isn't it?
It's like five, yeah. I was brought up there. Yeah. It's 5 minutes from IKEA. Go.
He
take
really
a day
should,
off work. Go now.
Should try it.
Have the meatballs it's, too.
It's, yeah. I only go for the meatballs.
Glenn's taken this badly, hasn't he?
He's taken it badly.
Yeah. Okay.
When I lived there, the one in Milton Keynes, we were there all the time as well. Yeah. Like it was like Glenn's childhood. We were there a lot.
You slept in one of those beds that are like half the length of a normal bed.
But now we don't live near one. I never go. I'm now becoming one of those non-IKEA people.
Oh, like
quite like it, yeah.
But you've
like
been, it. you've filled your boots.
Yeah, I've had enough. I've done my
your
time.
Affordable wooden boots. Anna Geary.
Hello.
I'd like to bring you in for this one. It's like I mix it up randomly around the team, as everybody knows who listens to the show. So is it weird that what you got for us today?
Have a nan that has a bespoke battery man.
What?
Right.
Bespoke battery man.
I know, this will blow your mind.
Right, okay.
So I was talking to my nan yesterday, and she was just telling me, oh, the battery man's been round today.
Okay.
What?
And I said, do what?
What do you mean? Apparently, she's had this man that comes around with different size batteries for about...
I can't handle it.
What, like Avon, and he sells the batteries?
Yeah. She chooses which batteries she wants.
AA, AAA, all these different batteries. Right. And he just comes around on his bike and drops them off.
Okay.
She buys them. Yeah.
Okay, so she deliver off for free. He won't stop coming, Anna. What am I going to do?
Like the Easter Bunny.
He goes,
batteries.
Yeah, I suppose it would have its positives and its negatives.
No.
Thank you so much.
He takes away the ones she wants to be recycled as well, presumably. Yeah. Well, that's the good service,
isn't
it?
I said to her, why don't you just get them from the supermarket or a DIY hardware store or something? And she's like, I've got lots of things that need different size batteries, Anne. She's like, I've got torches, I've got remote controls.
Yeah, yeah. She's like the Walking Dead, isn't she? She's ready to go. She's ready for the apocalypse. So he kind of knows she's got the TV remote, she's got the torch. So he's done an inventory of what she has in her house that's battery operated, and he brings the number and size and shape of correct battery.
Yeah, and make sure she's fully stocked.
Amazing.
And I mean, she also has, this is also a bit weird, she also has an aerial man. So if her, like...
This sounds like the worst X-Men ever. Battery man and aerial man.
If the picture on her TV goes a bit funny, she'll phone the aerial man.
What? Okay, yeah, like an antenna guy.
Yeah.
Right. How many men has your nan got, Anna? Sorry, what I mean by that is... We don't know when you... I didn't mean to ask it like that either. But have you ever sat down with your nan and gone like, look, how many men are visiting here? With these random jobs.
Do you have a milkman? And she's like, no, I'm not insane.
Hang on, what does he do? He brings milk round. What?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And of course, we have a whole pile of it for you to enjoy via the app, your DAB radio, or of course, your smart speaker. And what's always been a nice way of flexing our musical muscle is a game of Beat the Intro. And recently we've started to do themed ones, which you guys out there have been enjoying immensely. And so today we have another one coming your way. We did million seller specials. We did an Easy Peeler special after Taylor's World Record.
Oh, yeah.
Recently we did one to celebrate official Hole in My Bucket Day. And this month is... National Smile Month. So all the songs you're about to hear include references to smiling, laughing, being happy. So you already guessed a couple that we've got, right?
Yeah, okay.
Your names are your buzzers, team, and you out there, you'll be getting a point for the name of the band or artist and a further point for the name of the song. So as I say, all linked to smiling, laughing or being happy, as this month is National Smile Month, and we begin with this.
Glenn, the killer smile like you mean.
Absolutely right. There it is.
Barely a second.
One of the all-time great songs. And even by your standards, a very, very quick buzz in there. Okay, what about this?
Glenn, Semisonic Secret Smile.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is
Absolutely. Are you sure you've not heard these before? You know, I make Matt leave the room.
I'm aware of the songs. I've heard the songs.
Yeah, but yeah, you didn't know what was coming up.
I was like, I've never heard it, but I reckon it's
what was coming up.
Yeah. He's already buzzing in for the last one I'm going to play in 15 minutes from now. Okay, let's move on to slightly trickier terrain.
Okay. Oh. Oh. Oh, Matt. Is it Razor Light?
No, it's not.
Oh, it sounded very Razor Light.
It sounded very Razor Light.
Is it Johnny Burrell on his own?
It is not Johnny Burrell on his own. Here it is again. No?
I don't think I know this song.
Ding. Wait.
It's James Bay, Best Fake Smile.
Whoa, it's a great song.
I used to hear that all the time, Wow. Burn inside.
It is good, isn't it? Okay, no points for that one for the team. No. And this is the final one for this round. Here we go.
Glenn. Boom. Shiny Happy People R.E.M.
Is correct.
And a woman whose name I don't know.
Okay.
Yes. Who is that mystery vocalist? We don't know.
8, 12, 15. What's that? We should know. You don't have to know. I'm the DJ. I get it. I get what you're saying. So at the end of the first round, Matt and Anna, you got 0. Wow. Glenn, you have 6. There are 4 more songs that we love here at Absolute Radio coming up next to celebrate National Smile Month.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
If you guys have been serious, I was joking. Of course, everyone knows on Shiny Happy People, it's Kate Pearson from B52. Oh, so I think everyone knows that.
Oh,
but you guys were like, oh, come on, guys, know your stuff. It's embarrassing.
It is quite a distinctive vocal, actually, isn't it?
Just a bit, mate.
Not as distinctive as if they got the guy from the B52s.
Shiny Happy.
Right, we're currently doing a Beat the Intro special in honour of National Smile Month, which is this month, apparently. So all of these songs contain references to smiling or being happy, that kind of thing. Currently, Matt and Anna are not happy because they are yet to score a point. Glenn, you have 6 points.
I'm just going to have to go out on a limb now to try and get this. I'm just going to come straight.
It's going
to
work.
That's
going to
work.
Based on the format, based on what it is.
Okay. Matt's going out on a limb, everybody. You heard it here first. So, point for the name of the band or artist, point for the name of the song.
Matt.
Glenn. Matt.
Oh, Smile by Lily Allen.
Oh.
That was,
Well done, Matt.
It is?
Yes, I went out on a limb, but then I got it. That's Glenn's tactic. It's amazing.
I don't think that is Glenn's tactic.
Well, he goes Glenn just knows music.
Apart from, obviously, Shiny Happy People.
Yeah. And... Well, I was going to say something else, but then I realised what it was, so that's good.
Okay, so Matt's got himself 2 points.
Yes.
And are you yet to score?
Yeah. If only we did a go when we could just guess musicals and country music.
Do you want to do that? Should we add that to the list?
Can we?
We can do that. We could definitely do that. They don't want to do that, but I want to do that for you. I like it. This is one of my favourite songs of all time.
Oh.
Here we go.
Glenn. That's Steve Harley, Come and See Me.
It is. I'll take that. Yes.
Cockney Rebel, is it? Yeah.
Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel. I'll do what you want. Oh.
A classic.
Okay.
So there's 2 more left.
You can do this, Anna.
Thanks, Dave.
It's not from country or the musicals, but you can do this. Here we go.
Glenn.
What?
Glenn.
Smiley Face is Gnarls Barkley.
It's correct.
That was rapid.
That wasn't even the big Gnarls Barkley.
No, I've never even heard of it.
What the hell? That is a superpower.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I did like that one, actually.
Anna, this is your point. Okay. This is your chance to score.
You're just going to have to guess one.
You're just going to have to say your name quicker.
I honestly can't think of any more songs that have got smile in them.
Just
say your name instantly, and this is yours, okay?
Go on.
I promise you.
Go on.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's lock eyes. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anna.
Matt.
What I'm about to say.
Matt, I'm ready to steal.
It was songs about smiling, laughing, and being
happy.
Yeah! Oh my goodness me. Super. We can't play like this every week, just so you know.
Well done.
Oh, yes. Pharrell. Happy. Which means at the end of this special edition of Beat the Intro, Matt and Anna are tied on 2 points each. Glenn, congratulations once again on a very impressive 10.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning and right now, as promised, it is time for the latest comings and goings across all of social media with Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
Extra.
So it's a bonus tidbit for folk, Matt.
Yes.
What you got?
We haven't had a football cliche montage for a while, it's high time we did ahead of the Euros, which starts this coming Friday, isn't it, the first game?
Yes, Scotland are out there.
Germany against Scotland.
England are jetting off.
Yes, it's exciting. Well, the build-up is starting now. So, obviously, before the squad was fully announced, people talked a lot about who's going to be on the plane, even though they're probably getting the Eurostar to Germany, you'd imagine, but maybe they're on the plane. But that is a classic football cliche. Who's going to be on the plane? Here is Brian's gun and another work of art from them.
The England squad for the Euros.
Who's on the plane?
I mean, I'd have to go through the list.
Go on then.
Jordan Pickford.
He's on the plane.
Aaron Ramsdale.
He's on the plane.
Get him on the plane.
Dean Henderson.
Yes.
Get on the plane.
John Stones.
He'd be on the plane. Surely.
Don't call me Shirley.
Kyle Walker.
He's on the plane.
You've obviously got Trent Alexander-Arnold as well.
Get on that plane.
We have Declan Rice.
You're on the plane.
You know, Conor Gallagher is another one. Kobbie Mainoo.
He's on the plane. He's got his bags packed.
Adam Wharton also, you know.
Get on that plane.
I ain't going on no airplane.
So it ends
oh, lovely.
Mr. T. And they try and give him some milk to get him on the plane. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it for the Tuesday morning edition of The Breakfast Show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining in. You really have made it a very special live broadcast. The podcast naming bell has rung on four separate occasions this morning, according to my records. So, Matt, you have the final decision. What is the name of the daily podcast? One teardrop for every kid's party. That was you, Glenn.
That was good, Glenn.
Yeah. How much does your pastry weigh?
Oh, yes.
You filled your affordable wooden boots. Well, that was your constant trips to IKEA.
Yeah.
And finally, and getting my vote, not that I have the final say, but I'd love the podcast to be called Nan's Bespoke Battery Man.
It sounds great to me. It's a surefire winner, surely.
Okay, to hear the full story of Anna Geary's Nan's Bespoke Battery Man, you need to go and get the podcast, which you can do so from wherever you get your pods. Right, Leona Graham's going to be up next. Of course, with her tea break trivia and the details you need to enter Make Me a Winner, which today is worth £100,000. As for the four of us, we'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.